Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. In 12 minutes, we're going to find out who's going into the Hall of Fame in the 2022 class in Major League Baseball. It's been a huge story over the last several weeks for a couple reasons. I think first, nothing's going on in baseball because the owners, billionaires, players, millionaires, are fighting over money, among other things, and there's a work stoppage right now. But second, and maybe more important, this is the last year for Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens to get into the Hall of Fame. They're in their 10th year of eligibility, and the Hall of Fame changed the rules, I think, purposefully to keep these guys out of the Hall of Fame, nefariously, but used to be you could be on the ballot for 15 years, Bonds, Clemens, other guys from the steroid era, who we presume did steroids, or in some cases, no did steroids, performance-enhancing drugs. They're gaining in vote as younger voters are coming in and getting votes, as people are getting further away from the steroid era and realizing maybe that other things happened to other players who did other things that got into the Hall of Fame anyway. But each year, their percentages go up. So the Hall of Fame actually changed the rules back in 2015, like 6-7 years ago, so that you actually didn't get 15 years to try to get in, you only got 10. So Bonds and Clemens have been on the precipice here in some of the balloting that's been tabulated of the public ballots that are out. We're going to see if they get in this evening. I think it'd be a huge story if they did. I'll be surprised if they do. I think normally what happens is a lot of the folks that don't publish their ballots initially, and we don't find them out till after the fact, they're the ones that keep out some of the great players in the history of the game who cheated or are linked to performance enhancers. But of all the players on the ballot, here is my ballot. Danny, I'd be curious to see what you think of this or who you have.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very tiny Hall of Fame. I've said that many, many times. Very small in that I don't put anybody in who wasn't one of the greatest of their era, greatest of all time. And so I think there are a bunch of players, and I'm not going to go through them because it's disrespectful, who are in the Hall of Fame who I think it's ridiculous that they're in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But I can vote for 10 people. I'm only voting for 7. My list for this year of guys that should get into the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds, number one, one of the greatest players of all time. He was a Hall of Famer in Pittsburgh before he ever did any steroids, and I also don't hold steroids against players. I think the Hall of Fame is a museum, and I think you tell the story of the players positively and negatively in that museum. Number two, Roger Clemens. Number three, David Ortiz. My fourth guy, Manny Ramirez. My fifth guy, Alex Rodriguez. Sixth player on my ballot is Curt Schilling, who probably won't get in. Curt Schilling, by the way, who's got Hall of Fame credentials, has said and done a lot of unbelievably, at times inappropriate or hard-to-believe things. He's very political. My other caveat about my ballot is I don't believe that voters should be arbiters of decency or dignity or decorum.
Thank you.
So it's not my job to tell you Curt Schilling's a terrible human being and he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Again, there are racists in the Hall of Fame. There are awful human beings in the Hall of Fame. I'm not going to hold him out of the Hall of Fame. It's a museum. If you want to say these are the crazy things he said and done since he played at this museum, no problem. So Schilling's in, and then lastly, Sammy Sosa's in. So I got Bonds, Clemens, Ortiz, Ramirez, A-Rod, Schilling, and Sosa getting in, and then all the other players who are on the bubble, Andrew Jones, Todd Helton, guys like that, I'm leaving out.
I have all of those guys, and I add Gary Sheffield.
Wow.
Deserves to be in there for me. Over 500 homers. You have the OPS over 900, on base percentage just under 400. Before we kind of knew what that was, he was already doing that.
Gary Sheffield, I would put in before a lot of the guys that are in. My argument against Sheff would be, when I looked hard at him, he led the league like 2 times in anything,
mm-hmm.
which is not the end all be all or you can't get in. He did win a batting title in 92 with the Padres. And he did lead the league in OPS once in 96 with Florida. And that year he was sixth in MVP voting.
Not a lot of black ink, is your point.
Very little black ink. I think the best once he ever did was top five in MVP voting. No, that's not true. Late in his career with Atlanta, I think he did it a couple times. So maybe three-time top five MVP guy, looking at his baseball reference page right now. But just as a general rule, again, like, were you one of the best players in baseball? He was really, really good. I dig that you put him in. I didn't even think you would.
Feared him, and a guy that was commanding presence in the lineup. But you look at some of the numbers, they supported OPS plus right there with Manny Ramirez and some other stars.
So we're going to find out who gets in right at the top of the hour here before we get out of here tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.